Moose Jawians were exceedingly generous this past Christmas as they opened their hearts and wallets to support the Salvation Army's various campaigns, which helped less fortunate residents struggling with rising living costs. "Everything went really well, in 2023," said Major Clarence Ingram. The Christmas kettles raised over $59,000, similar to the amount collected in 2022. Six locations hosted the clear plastic buckets: Superstore, Co-op Grocery Store, Safeway, The Town, and Country Mall, Walmart and Sobeys Liquor Store, while some locations also included digital tap features for people wanting to pay with debit or credit. Furthermore, the Salvation Army's stocking campaign, in partnership with the Moose Jaw Express, raised $5,485, which exceeded the $5,000 goal. Meanwhile, the organization distributed 338 food-related gift cards to families and individuals through the Food Hamper program. This means the program helped over 700 people, including 305 children, who received toys on Christmas Day. The Salvation Army collected roughly 2,500 toys and teddy bears for the Christmas season, with those items totaling $58,000 in value. Those items came via the Fall Motorcycle Ride, the Canadian Tire Toy Drive, the WHL Warriors Teddy Bear Toss Night, and other donations. "That's awesome. It definitely met the need. It's a phenomenal response," said Ingram. The nonprofit organization also distributed 800 Sunshine gift bags to seniors and participated in caroling and singing at care homes. These gift bags are to remind older residents that they are appreciated and remembered. The Salvation Army major thanked the community for its generosity and applauded the real army of volunteers, who manned the kettles and helped sort toys and other items. "These campaigns are kind of our lifeblood, in one sense, for helping people in the community. We do a massive assistance during Christmas, but we also help come the new year as well," Ingram said. "The people of Moose Jaw have proven themselves once again that they are up to helping their neighbors very well, and we certainly appreciate the assistance." Although the festive season is over and no special programs are planned, the Salvation Army will continue to assist less fortunate residents and families with their needs during the next few months, he added. This includes providing emergency support during the winter months. The Salvation Army indicated on its Facebook page that it expects more individuals, families, and seniors to use its services this year for food, shelter, emergency aid, and essentials. "Compassionate friends like you are our lifeline to ensure we can serve every person in need. Together, we support those seeking assistance, but our supplies need replenishment," the post said. "Your help in restocking our shelves is crucial." A link then leads to a donation page on the national organization's website, with statistics showing last year it served 3.9 million meals, aided 1.5 million people with food, clothing or practical assistance, fed 115,000 students through school meal programs and offered 1.2 million days of bed space to men, women and families.